Okay, starting Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Aleph, as we start our discussions of this 66 Perek Sefer, 66 Prakin, the largest Sefer in all of Nevi'im. Tehillim is longer in Ksuvim, but Eov. But we start with Yeshayahu as we have the introduction, and now we get into the discussions. Again, some of the discussions in this Sefer will be more story-like. Most of the time will be about stories, but it won't be actual stories that will be discussed, because it'll be about what Yeshayahu Anavi is saying about the stories. Okay, so starts the Sefer Chazon Yeshayahu Ben Amoz. Perek Aleph is, of course, probably the most famous Perek in all of the Sefer. This is the Haftarah for Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, because of the first Pasuk. Chazon Yeshayahu Ben Amoz Asher Chaza Al Yehuda V'Yerushalayim. This is the vision of Yeshayahu Ben Amoz that he saw about Yehuda and Yerushalayim. That is not the entire topic even of this Perek. The Navi wanted to start with this because that's probably the most important element of the entire Sefer. His Nevuahs about Yehuda and Yerushalayim. But Rashi already points out at the beginning of Yeshayahu that this, first of all, is not the first Nevuah that Yeshayahu saw. Yeshayahu became a Navi in Perek Vav. That's where we'll have his first Nevuah. That's where he saw the Ma'aseh Merkava, and he started earlier. This was not his first, but it might be one of his most important substantive topics when he talks about Chorban HaBayis, which is, again, he lived a couple hundred years, 130 years before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But his nevuahs of the Chorban, and more so, as we discussed in the introduction, his nevuahs of the eventual Geula after the Chorban, which is what defined him, as the Gemara said in Baba Basra, is Kulo Nechama. But that is why the first title of the Sefer is given as Asher Chazal Yehuda B'Yerushalayim, even though there are many nevuahs here that are about Malchi Yisrael, that are about other nations, about Mitzrayim, about other nations, as we'll see through the Prakim. So this is really not a title of the Sefer, but it is here because we're emphasizing the importance of his nevuahs relating to Yehuda B'Yerushalayim. That's what Rashi says. Ein muktam u'muuchar b'seder. Said there's no muktam u'muuchar, just like Batorah, so to hear. But this is what is said. Rashi also points out that the word chazon is uniquely used here. The Medrash tells us, Rashi quotes the Medrash. The Medrash tells us in Bereishis Rabbah, in Parshas Lech Lecha, there are four words that can be used for nevuah. Asara Lashonos Nikreis Nevuah, Chazon, Hatafa, Dibor, Amira, Tzibui, Masa, Mashal, Melitza, Chida, Ve'ezui Kasha Shebekulan, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Chazon. Chazon is the toughest. Chazon is the most harsh. And that is what our Sefer starts off with, because Yeshayahu, though much of it is about Geula and Nechama, but he also is forecasting the Churban HaBayis. And therefore, the first word in the Sefer already lays down the framework, Chazon Yeshayahu ben Amoz. It is the Chazon. Who was Yeshayahu? The son of Amoz. Chazal tell us that Amoz was the brother of Amatzia, who was one of the Malchi Yehuda. Right, which means that Yeshayahu was related to David HaMelech, was in the family. Amoz and Amatzia were brothers. As we mentioned in the Hakdama, Yeshayahu was killed by his own grandson. Right, Menashe, he was in the family, he was killed by his own grandson. Asher Chazal Yehuda Yerushalayim. This is the vision that he saw about Yehuda and about Yerushalayim. BMA. And when did he live? He lived at the time, he overlapped four kings. Uziyahu, Yotam, Achaz, Yechizkiyahu, Malchi Yehuda. That's when he lived. Chizkiyahu HaMelech was way before the Churban. Again, Yeshayahu spoke a lot about the Churban. He's known as Shabbos Chazon, but he never saw the Churban. Yirmiyahu saw the Churban. He wrote Echa. But Yeshayahu lived beforehand. He was killed before, 130 years before. But this is when he was the king. During the time of Uziyahu, who was a Rasha, Yotam, who was a Tzaddik, Achaz, who was a Rasha, and Chizkiyahu, who is a tzaddik, if you remember the stories we learned together in Sefer Malachim, about those kings. Altogether, if you put all the years of these kings together, 86 years. Yeshayahu was a Navi for 86 years before he was killed. And what is his nevuah? Again, when we did the Nevi'im Rishonim Shir, and we spent 2-3 minutes first on the storyline of the Perek, and then went into the details, Yeshayahu, sometimes we will do that, but other times we'll just get right into the Psukim, because there really is no specific storyline in some of the Prakim, right? And sometimes there's even a question, what is the nevuah referring to? Is it future? Is it past? In the future, which nevuah, which time period is it referring to? So That's why sometimes we're going to start with an overview and sometimes not. So this week we're not going to start. This parak really is not so much needed of an overview. It talks about the chatayim of Klal Yisrael, how ultimately we will have geula, as we will see some of the psukim. But again, Yishayo is jam-packed, but we have to realize it's jam-packed in other areas. It's jam-packed for musr messages for us. It's jam-packed with machshavas. There are even halachas based on the psukim and Yishayo, as we'll see one example today. But again, it's just a different type of limud. But there are 66 prakim in Yishayo for a reason and for a purpose. And that's why we do it too. It's a commitment that we have to trying to master the 24 books of Tanakh, as we mentioned last time, from Rav Schwab as well, to help beautify our personalities as Avdei Hashem. So here we go. Shimu Shamayim V'Hazini Aretz. Ki Hashem Diber. Yishayo says, listen heaven and earth. Ki Hashem Diber. Chazal already pointed out that Moshe Rabbeinu said something very similar. Ha'azinu, second to last parsha in the Torah. Ha'azinu, Hashamayim, Vishraita Rashi quotes the language from Hazinu, Hazinu Hashamayim V'tishma Ha'aretz. Right, Chazal pointed out that it's flipped. Moshe Rabbeinu says Ha'azinu by Shamayim and Tishma by Aretz, and Yishayo flipped them. Why is it exactly the opposite? So Rashi says, well, Yishayo and Moshe together wanted to get both words by both. By Shemayim and Aretz. There's Hazinu and Shemayim. So you put together Yishayo and Moshe. So there's a verb Hazana and Shmia by Shemayim and Hazana and Shmia by Aretz. Okay. The Radak says it all a different shot based on the Medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu, what is the difference between the verbs? Hazana is a Lashon versus Shmia. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hazinu Shemayim, Hazana means like he whispered to someone close. Shema is like he's screaming. Shema, listen to me. Moshe Rabbeinu was closer to heaven. That's why he says, Ha'azinu HaShemayim. And he was further from earth, so he says, V'tishma Ha'aretz. Yishayo, he was a Navi, but he was not Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, his Ha'azana is next to Aretz, and Shemayim is even more distant. But putting them together, the Bali Musar explain that really Yishayo is telling us, we are, he's talking to us, he's talking to people. We are supposed to be beings that are a mixture of Gashmias and Ruchnias. We're not supposed to be Malachim, we're not supposed to be angels. Like the Ramban says, Anasa Adam Salmeinu Kin Musenu. So Yishayo is telling us, listen Shemayim and Aretz, listen to the Shemayim and Aretz within us. We have messed up the balance between the Shemayim and the Aretz in us. We have given too much focus on the Guf and not too much focus on the Neshama. That's Shimu Shemayim Azin Yaretz, Ki Hashem Diber, Hashem has spoken. So what is we have to hear? The first phrase, Banim Gidalti Bromamti Vein Pashubi. Hashem says, I have raised up and lifted up my children. Vein Pashubi, they've rebelled against me. The Radak classically here, we'll see this again and again throughout Nevi'im. The Radak very often will say, when a Navi says words that seem to be synonyms, that's exactly what they are. They're synonyms. Kafala inyan b'milim shonot. It's the same thing, it's just poetic. It's written poetically. The Radak says that all the time. The Malbim never says that. The Malbim will take every single word and say it's meaning a little bit different. Something different, it's a different message. So the Radak here says, Gidalti v'romam v'yashem lifted us up, but we should have such a karsa tov for him. He took us out of Mitzrayim, and we rebelled against him. The Malbim says no. Gidalti means individually. V'romamti, v'romamtanu mikol lashon, as a nation. Hashem, we owe so much to Hashem as an individual. We owe so much to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Am Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been with us throughout history. Gidalti v'romamti, v'heim pashubi. And they have rebelled against me. Yadar, and then we have the famous pasuk, Yadar shor koneu v'chamari v'spalav. Animals have instinct. Oxen and donkeys, they know their master. Yisrael lo yada, amilo isponan, but my nation, right, they haven't listened. They're worse than animals. They don't even have the basic hakaras hatov of what they've done. I've done for them. The Malbim continues and says this is parallel to the previous two. Yisrael lo yada, the individual Jews don't know me. Ami, as a nation, lo isponan. They haven't understood exactly what I have done for them. Right, that's the two. Parallel Lashonos. Rabbi Schwab writes, we have Rabbi Schwab on Yishayo, that was put together by his son, but he writes there on this Pasuk that As a young rabbi, I lived in a small rural community in Germany where many of the inhabitants were cattle farmers. Having come from Frankfurt and a newcomer to rural life, I would marvel at the innate intelligence of the cows as they headed home towards evening after spending the day grazing in the meadows. So by Schwab talking. I could see them from my window. There would be 10 cows in a group coming in from the fields and walking in the middle of the main street. At different intersections, groups of 2 or 3 cows would take leave of the group with no outward signs of emotion, turn purposely into side streets, head for the owner's barn, and announce their arrival with a loud moo. The barn door would open, and then each cow would walk directly to its stall. And how did the cows know? Because there's an instinct. Having come from a large city, I had never witnessed this before and was greatly moved by the intelligence which HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted in these animals. That's exactly this pasuk. Animals have certain instinct. They know who their master is. They have loyalty. But Rabbi Schwab says, you know, when it comes to us, basic loyalty we have lost. Hoy go chote, I'm Kevin Avon, Zera Mereim. And Yishayo says, we have sins. When exactly? I should have said this before. When is this nevuah taking place? The simple interpretation, Rashi says this. This is taking place after the 10 tribes have already gone into exile. Malchi Yisrael is done. Right? That's when Yishayo lived. He lived after Malchi Yisrael was done. Sancherev sent them all into exile. And now what's left of Yerushalayim is left. Yishayo lived before Yerushalayim was destroyed. Right? He foretold. But everything he's going to describe here, destruction is going to be about Malchi Yisrael, but the sinning is on both. So now he's talking to everybody who's left. Goy chote, I'm kevet avon. You have such heavy of sin. Bonim mashchisim, children who are destructive. The Malbim says we sin even though we don't get hana from it. That's the worst type of sin. You do some sins, you get hana. Okay, but just stam to be a get lahachis, not to be a good person. That's mashchisim. But what does the Gemara tell us on this phrase? Banim mashchisim. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, no matter how bad we are, we're still banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. And they quote this pasuk. In the pasuk, it's talking about how terrible we are. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, on Daf Lamed Vavam and Aleph, we hold like Rabbi Meir, benkach uvenkach, whether we're doing Ritzon Hashem Makom or not we're doing Ritzon Hashem Makom, atem kruyim banim. We're called sons, children of Hashem. Shedemar, 3 psukim quoted, one of them is Zera Mireyim, Bonim Mashchisim. Right here, the pasuk right here, which teaches us that Hashem considers us His children no matter what. Azvu es Hashem, niatzu es kadosh Yisrael, nozor achar. We have disgraced the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Yishayo says now, Al metuku odosifu sara. You wonder why you're sick, why you have pain. Karosh lachaliv v'cholev avdavai, every head, every heart. Mikaf regel ad rosh ein bo misom. The whole body is affected. There's no part of the body that doesn't have a wound. And the question is, what do you mean? Every single person had every single organ that was problematic? What, somebody's heart and liver and kidney? Everybody was getting... What does it mean? The entire body. So maybe it means what we mentioned in the past from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. It has a beautiful piece in Parshas Ekev on the pasuk of Kol HaMitzvah. The entire mitzvah. So what does Rashi quote there? Kol HaMitzvah, you have to finish the mitzvah. Kol HaMitzvah. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh though, Dvarim, Perches Halacha Aleph, has another idea. He says, Avodat Hashem is a package deal. Package deal. We have to try to do all the mitzvahs. We can't pick and choose. Obviously, we're not perfect. But we can't try to... Okay, this is for me, and those mitzvahs aren't for me. It's a package deal, like we know Kabbalistically. Every mitzvah is connected to another part of the body. Imagine, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, you go to a doctor, your finger is killing you. Your pinky is killing you. You go to the doctor, say, Doc, my finger's killing me. And the doctor says, you have 9 others, don't worry about it. What are you complaining about? You have 10 toes, you have 9 fingers. What are you complaining about? It's like, no, and I say, no, my finger's killing me, because when one part is hurt, the entire body is affected. It says, that's mitzvahs. It's a package deal. Kol ha-mitzvah. So even if we're negligent in one area, that affects the entire body. And it talks to the entire spiritual body. And that's what Yishayahu is saying here. Right? The entire body is affected. Ein bo misom, from head to toe. Right? That connects, because if we just are negligent in one area, so then it is all affected. Continuing, Pasuk Zion, Artzachem Shemama, Arechem Strufas Eish, your lands have been desolate, your cities have been burned. It's referring to, Rashi says, Malchei Yisrael, Shomron, the entire 10 tribes that were exiled by Sancherev, right, they're no longer. An Matzchem, the Negdechem, Zorim, Ochlam Asa, there are strangers sitting in your land. Ushmama Kamapei Chasarim, it's desolate. What's left? V'notra bat Zion, Kisuka bakarem. What's left? Yerushalayim. The only city that's left. It's amazing. Many times we read this part, we read this on Shabbos Chazon, we think, if we never learned Yeshayo before, oh, Yeshayo, he's talking about the Churban Abayis, and it's terrible, and it's already destroyed. No, he's not. It's 100 years before, more than 100 years before the Churban Abayis. He's going to foretell what's going to happen. But the destruction that he's describing here, at least according to Rashi and Chazal, is what happened already. V'notra bat Zion, Yerushalayim's left, Kisuka bekarem, like a little hut in a vineyard, where the guard has already left, and there's nothing left. Right, Kimluna miksha kir nitzura, like a besieged city. It's left all around. What do you mean a besieged city? Rav Hirsch. We also have Rav Hirsch on Yeshayo, the Rav Hirsch's son, Rav Shamshon Rav Hirsch's son, Julius Hirsch, spent his whole life on Sefer Yeshayo. So we have, based on his father's writings, so we have Rav Hirsch on Yeshayo. So he says, why is Yerushalayim compared to a besieged city? It wasn't besieged yet. Says Rav Hirsch, unbelievable. It wasn't the enemy that besieged it. We besieged it. What does that mean? We brought Karbanis to the base of Migdash. But then we built a wall around it. Meaning, we didn't let the messages of the Beis HaMikdash come out into our lives. We left it there. Yeah, there's spirituality, but I don't need it in my life. It's not going to affect me. It's exactly what Rav Moshe Feinstein says at the end of Parshas Bahar. Why do we have in the same pasuk Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos? Rav Moshe says, Shabsoh Tishmor Mikdashi Tiro. Why do we compare Shabbos and the Mikdash? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is, of course, Rav Moshe says that Hashem is telling us, don't leave the Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash. Make it like Shabbos. Bring it into your home. We don't believe that religion stays in the shuls. We don't believe, okay, we can do whatever we want outside the shul. We go to the shul, we act like a Jew. And they got to be act like a Jew all over. Says Rav Hirsch, that's what Yeshayahu was telling them. They made Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash like a besieged city. They surrounded it and didn't let any of the Kedusha out. And that's Ki'ir Nitzura. Lulei. And then he asks, Lulei Hashem Tzvakos Hosil on a Sarid. Kimat. If Hashem wouldn't have left us a little bit. A little bit of Yerushalayim, a few tzaddikim, kistom hayinu la'amora damina. We would have been like stom and amora, meaning totally destroyed, and we would have no hope. We have a little bit, we have a few Jews left, but we have so much that is lost. Gemara Darshins in Maseches Brachas and Afyates and elsewhere, that right after Yeshayahu says, we're like almost like stom and amora. The next line, he calls us Stom and Amor. That's called a Tiftach Pelasatan. We shouldn't open our mouths to say bad things. The source of that is this Pasuk. Pasuk Tes says, we were almost like Stom and Amor. Yeshayahu now turns around and says, in the name of Hashem, Shimu Dvar Hashem Ketzinei Stom. Listen, talking to the Jews. He calls the Jews Stom and Amora. The previous pasuk says we were almost destroyed like Stom and Amora. And now in the shocking, right, Rashi says it's like jarring. He calls the rabbis, the Jews, Stom and Amora, listen. And even if it wasn't only them, they're responsible. Call Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. Torah Hazino Torah Elokeinu Amamora. Lamali Rov Zivcheichem Yomar Hashem. Here we go. Hashem says, you bring me all these karbanos, but there was a base of Migdash. I'm not interested in your karbanos if you don't know the message of karbanos. Right, you steal karbanos, you steal animals and you bring them to me. You're at home and you're terrible, and then you bring your karbanos. Lamali rov zivchechem, yomar Hashem. Savati olos ve'elim v'chilim bereim. I'm full, I'm sick of it. V'dam par mukfasim, v'atim lo chafatzti. Right, we pretend, we go through the motions. Ki tavo le'rot pana, you come see me on alil regel. You think I want you here? Your feet trampling into my courtyard? I don't need your karbanos. Hashem says it's all a fake. Right? We can't be fake Jews, says Yeshayahu Hanavi to them. Right? We do everything we can in the shul, in the base of Migdash, and then we go home. Right? Hashem says, I'm not interested. Reminds us a little bit of the Meiri. The Meiri has biting words in his Hakdamah to Shas. The Meiri there, we mentioned this in other contexts, discusses how the Aseres HaDibros, though there are 10 in the Torah, in the Midrashim, they're 5 and 5. So there's a parallel between 5 and 5. Even though there are a lot more words in the first 5 than the last 5. But there's a lot. They're parallel. So the Rishonim, the Medrash, has them paralleled. And the Rishonim try to figure out what's the connection between 1 and 6, 2 and 7, 3 and 8, 4 and 9, 5 and 10. So some are pretty straightforward. Belief in Hashem and killing. Right? You're denying Tzelem Elokim. That's Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Sirtza. Or, second one, Avodah Zarah and Lo Sinaf. That's also good. When we do Avodah Zarah, we're like betraying Hashem. It's like Gilei Arayis, so to speak. 4 and 8 is Shabbos and 8 is Sheker. That's great. Shabbos is Hashem created the world. Edus. And 5 and 10, Lo Sachmod and Kibud Avaim. The Meiri explains Lo Sachmod, I don't recognize. I think it's all me. It's all about me. I'm the center. Kibud Avaim, I realize that the center is other people, my parents. But what about 3 and 7, says the Meiri? How do you put together stealing and swearing falsely? So he says, you might say that if you steal, you're probably going to end up swearing falsely to cover it up. But then the Meiri says, no. There's a deeper idea of Osis Hashem Hashem L'Kech HaLashav, swearing falsely. It means bearing the badge of an Orthodox Jew falsely. And the Meiri's Lashon is, I read you his Lashon. He says, Shalotehe Meiniak Tfilin V'Holechu Merame Es Habrios. I wear talis and tefillin and go daven and then I go steal in the marketplace. He says that's stealing and bearing God's name in vain. If I'm an Orthodox Jew and I look like an Orthodox Jew, it's got to be on the inside and the outside. That's exactly what Yeshayahu Navi is saying here. We say we bring our karbanos and we go to the base of Migdash and we do all the right things. We go through the motions, but Hashem says I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in your being so fake. You have to mean it. You have to know the message of karbanos and realize why you're bringing karbanos. Interesting. In pasuk Yud Gimel, Lo Tosifu Havi Minchas Shav Ketores Toeva Yili. I'm not interested in your karban mincha and your ketores. Why are those singled out? Mincha and ketores. Says the Meshech Chachma. Unbelievable. Parshas Dvarim. Says the Meshech Chachma. Those two karbanos symbolize achdus. Ketores, as we know, there are 11 spices. One is foul smelling. You put it in the chelbana, so everything together smells good. So ketores symbolizes achdus. A carbon mincha could only be brought by one person or by all of Klal Yisrael as a unit. Shudfim, two people can't bring a carbon mincha because mincha is about achdus. Hashem specifically says those because we were so terrible. Bein adam l'chaveiro. Hashem says, I'm not interested in your bringing me carbonus of achdus if you are not achdus, you are not into achdus at all. Let's continue. Chadsheichem Moadechem Sona Nafshi. I hate your Rosh Chodesh, your Moadim. You know, you come, you go through the motions, but I'm not interested. Pasuk Tesvav. Uvafarischem Kapeichem Alameinam Eken. And when you lift up your hands to me, I'm going to reject your words. The Gemara in Brachas Darshan's from here, Daflamid Beis. Yeshayahu says, I hate your Karbanis and I hate your Tefillah. Meaning Tefillah is stronger than Karbanis. Even if Hashem wouldn't accept our Karbanis, we might have thought that He accepts our Tefillos. That's why Hashem has to say, I'm not even going to accept your Tefillos. I'm not going to listen to your Tefillos. Because you're not living a life which deserves that I listen to your Tefillos. Yedeichem damim maleyu. Your hands are full of blood. Your hands are full of blood. What does that mean? Some say it means damim, other people's money. So one of the shot him. But damim also means blood, like you're involved. There was murder, right, the Goran Yuma Daptes, the big three Averis, that was also the first base of Migdash. But your hands are full of blood. Interesting, the Gemara in Brachas learns out a halacha from this pasuk. Right, the Gemara in Brachas Lamed Beis. Rabbi Yochanan says, if a Kohen killed somebody, he can't duchen. Lo Yises Kapav, Shinemar, Ufarsim Kapeichem Alechem, Ali Meinami Kem, Yodechem Damim Mileyu. Your hands are full of blood. This is one of the sources that a Kohen can't duchen if he kills. The Shaila is, what if Rabbi Avad Yosef has a tshuva and Yechav Adas, Beis Yudalin? What if a Chayal and Sahal, who is a Kohen, killed? Could he duchen? If he kills the enemy, he ends up saying yes, because he did a mitzvah. That's a good thing. Or, out of self-defense, what if a Kohen kills in a car accident? Was it his fault? Was it not his fault? Another tshuva. Big discussions. Very big, important discussions. But it's all based on this pasuk. Along with the pasuk by in Divrei Hayamim, where Hashem says to David, he can't build the base of Mikdash because his hands are full of blood, where he also did a mitzvah, he also did a good thing there. But this pasuk is important halachically also. And now Yishayahu says, pasuk Tezayin, the first chizuk, Rachatsu, Izaku, wash your hands, you could do it. Asiru Roma Lalechem, Mineged Einai. Do better, Lim Du Heitev, Dishru Mishpat, Ashru Chamotz. Fulfill justice. Shiftu yasom. You can do it, Yishayahu says. I know the 10 tribes are already gone, and it's only you left in Yerushalayim, but you could still save the Beis HaMikdash. L'chu navri vacha yomar Hashem. You could go, and I'll prove it. Im yu chata'echem kashanim. Hashem says, if you're like red, kashal yabino, I'll make it like snow, meaning tshuva. Im yadimu katola katsemer yiyu. It's all up to you, says Yishayahu. And Rav Schwab points out, the next two psukim capture the whole Sefer. Im tovu ushmatem, if you desire and listen, tuv haaretz tochelu, you'll eat the best of the food, of the land. Vim tamanu marisem, if not, cherev tuchlu, you'll be eaten by the sword. It's our choice whether we're tochlu or tuchlu. Are we going to eat or are we going to be eaten? Ki pi Hashem diber, says Rav Schwab. That's the choice. Tochlu or te'ochlu. Good. Continues Yeshayo with probably one of the most famous words. Eicha ha'isa lezona. Eicha, how could the city be a zona? Kiryat Ne'amana, Yerushalayim, which was such a Ne'aman city to Hashem, has turned into a harlot, has turned into a zona. And the Medrash, famous Medrash, three people said Eicha. Moshe Rabbeinu said Eicha and Dvarim. Yirmiyahu says Eicha. Eicha Yashav Adad. And Yeshayahu says Eicha. All three. What's the connection between all three? Rav Schwab again says, it's based on the word in last week's Parsha, where Hashem says to Adam, Eicha, but he doesn't say Eicha. He says, many Mepharshim say this, it's not just Rav Schwab, but he says, Ayeka, right, where are you? He says to Adam after he ate from the eights, Ayeka, where are you? All Eichas are asking that question, where are you? Where are you, Jews? What are you doing? Same word, same letters. Eicha, Ayeka, just a switching of the nekudos. That's what Eicha, that's the tragedy of the word Eicha. Where are we? What are we doing? What are we focused on? Right, Eicha is lozona kiyo ne'mana. Right, Meleasi Mishpat, it used to be amazing, full of justice. Sedeg yolinba, v'yata, meratzchim. Now it's murder. Kaspe chayilasigim. The money is full of dross. That means they have fake money. They had fake money. They had money that went by weight. So they would put fake weight in there. Stealing, murders, right? It's all terrible things as the Navi continues. Pasuk Chavdalet. Now, Yeshayo says, but it's going to be good. There's going to be Geula and Nechama. So it's amazing because here he's talking about the Geula even before the Churban happened. The Churban didn't happen yet, but he's already talking about the Geula is going to come after. But you should know, Jews, even if you don't do better, Hashem is ultimately going to bring you back. Lachein, Ne'um, Adon, Hashem, Tzvakos. Avir Yisrael, the strong one of Israel. Hayeh, Nachemi, Tzarai. I will take revenge for my enemies. V'inakma. V'yashivi, Adi, Alayach. I'll bring my hand back. V'etzrof, Kabar, Sirayach. Everything will be purified. V'yashiva, Shoftayach, Kabar, Rishona. I will bring back justice just as it was earlier. V'yoatzaya kavatzchila, right? We daven every day based on this pasuk. Hashiva shoftan, right? Hashiva shoftenu. It's based on this pasuk. V'yashiva shoftaya kavarishona. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky here says maybe this is a remez against what some say that we're going to pasuk like Beis Shammai in the future, right? Because what does it say here? The Mishmah is going to go back to like what it was. We pasuk like Beis Hillel. Interesting ha'ara. Yacharechein yikari lachir tzedek kiryane mana, and in that time, Yerushalayim is going to be back to be called an Ir Tzedek, a righteous city. Tzion v'mishpati padeh, through what stuck, through justice, v'shaveh v'tztakah, through righteousness, through tztakah, Tzion will be redeemed. Right, the Gemara darshins, the Rambam quotes it, that tztakah brings geula, based on this pasuk. Right, Tzion v'mishpati padeh v'shaveh v'tztakah, that's the Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, in Perek Yud, that one of the major chazals about tzedakah, giving tzedakah, mishpat, acting properly, will bring the geula. This is where the haftorah ends for Shabbos Chazon, because we end on a high. There's a couple more psukim in the perek where Hashem continues and says that v'sherer poshim chatam yachav, all the broken ones, then when Mashiach comes, are not going to be around. They will realize that there's nothing without mitzvos. And even the last pasuk says, "Vayachosen l'naores," the strong ones will be like straw, and they will scattered in the wind. Right? This is something that Yeshayahu is going to come back to. It's the interplay of nechama and warning and punishment. But the Gemara says it's kula nechama, and we have to learn all the messages from Yeshayahu as strongly today. Because remember, the Gemara says, as if there was a door without the Beis HaMikdash, it was as if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in that door, and that's what we know. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash yet. That means we're doing the same problems, and that's why Yeshayahu is so crucial to study, because we have to learn the messages of the Navi that talked about Galus and Geula. Okay, we'll stop here.